I had made the comment in a previous episode that Scholl's writings are saturated with Torah, whether a direct quote, indirect reference, or concept. This same saturation is also found in the Gospels through Yeshua's teachings. Last time I had mentioned that both Zechariah and Elisha were deemed righteous through observing all the mitzvot and ordinances that applied to them. Can we do what applies to us today? That is certainly what Yeshua was conveying throughout the Gospels with parables and direct application of Scripture. When we look at the Gospels, all 10 commandments are referenced by Yeshua, not 9, but all 10. Yeshua spent a great deal of time teaching about Shabbat. Much of what he was correcting was in relation to the Oral Torah, which is also known as the Traditions of the Elders, and today is comprised in the writings known as the Talmud. I can hear the comments now, "You're putting us back under the law," or "You're preaching legalism." For many of you who are not Jewish, you can't be put back under something that you were never under to begin with. Likewise, if you were following Shabbat according to the traditions of the elders, then yes, you would be heading towards legalism. Yeshua was instructing in contrast what the Torah teachers and Pharisees were teaching, ultimately providing the true intention of what Shabbat is all about. Shabbat precedes the giving of Torah to Moses for Israel and the Jewish people. It is part of creation, Genesis chapter 2 and verses 1 through 3. "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, along with everything in them. On the seventh day God was finished with his work which he had made. So he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. God blessed the seventh day and separated it as holy, because on that day God rested from all his work which he had created, so that it itself could produce. And Shabbat will continue when Messiah returns," Isaiah chapter 66 and verses 22 and 23. "For just as the new heavens and the new earth that I am making will continue in my presence, says Adonai, so will your descendants and your name continue. Every month on Rosh Chodesh and every week on Shabbat, everyone living will come to worship in my presence, says Adonai." Notice in verse 23 it says, "Everyone living will come to worship in my presence, says Adonai." Not just Jew, but the nations, everyone remaining will come before the presence of King Messiah at the beginning of the month known as Rosh Chodesh and every week on Shabbat. Man has changed Shabbat, not Adonai. So who will you follow? Shabbat is an appointed time on the calendar, given to Israel as a sign of the covenant, but is eternal and applies to everyone under the new covenant. Why not start now? During the month of June, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message Covenant Confusion to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.